Welcome to Grand Central. Embark on a multi-generational journey of conversations filled with insight, encouragement, and wisdom. A special time set aside for grandparents. Here's your host, best-selling author, acclaimed speaker, and devoted grandfather, best known as Pop Pop, Tim Huff.
Hello, Grand Central listeners, and welcome to another episode of the show meant to inspire, honor, and resource grandparents on their journey of goodness. And of course, if you are not a grandparent, but you're listening in, a warm welcome to you too. Maybe the show will remind you of some happier, tender times you experienced with your own grandparents. Way back in episode number 2, many months ago, we chatted about generational bubbles that are catchphrased in these modern times. You know, baby boomers, Gen X, millennials, Gen Z, and Generation Alpha, which is the tagline on all babies being born right now, including my own granddaughter. By the way, a quick reminder, you can go back and listen to that show or any or all of the shows at grand-central.ca. Anyway, here on episode number 30, allow me again to remind all listeners from all generations, because even if you're not a grandparent or not a grandparent yet, the one thing we all know is true is that loving and gracious and safe grandparents can profoundly change the course of others' lives. And that is the very intentional lead-in statement for today's episode of Grand Central. A couple of episodes when my daughter was my in-studio guest, I had shared that my dear dad was in the hospital. In fact, at that time, he had been long suffering in the hospital for 3 months and had a super rough go health-wise for a few years before that. A father to 3 sons, a grandfather to 7 young adults, and a great-grandfather to 7, now 8, soon to be 9, great-grandchildren. Well, as I shared briefly at the top of last week's episode, my dear dad passed away just after my daughter and I spoke about it on the air. Now then, before I go on any further, when I share personal things here, or when I invite my in-studio guests to do the same, it is only ever to draw out matters of the heart that I can imagine might be relatable to listeners of the Grand Central Radio Show, from a grandparenting or a generational perspective. Oftentimes, that will include some really sweet storytelling. And of course, storytelling, as far as I'm concerned, is the best way to communicate most things. And while often there is lots of inspiration in that, if you've been listening for a while, you know we surely address some of the tough stuff too, because there's lots to relate to in both the good stuff and the challenging stuff. So today, with the gravity of my dear dad's passing heavy on my heart, I don't want to skew the show into my own little personal tribute show as his son, but rather share a bit about my dad's grandparenting journey with you. For me, just a super profound example of what humble grandparenting looks like and the immense impact it can have. For context, here's a tiny portion about my dad that I actually shared at his memorial service. Dad was a very humble man. He was undereducated, dropped out of high school, and nothing was ever handed to him or came super easy. Dad worked at de Havilland Aircraft making airplanes for 30 years before he could afford to take a flight on one. While my brothers and I knew the struggles, we never heard Dad hold God accountable for him not being richer or smarter or famous. Dad just continued to live out Micah 6:8, to do justly, to love mercy, and especially to walk humbly. You know, at the front end of my dad's memorial service, more traditionally, of course, called a funeral, all 7 of his grandchildren participated. Speaking through tears, both of my adult children, Sarah Jane and Jake, spoke about the profound legacy my dad has left on them. His impact around faith and prayer and identity and worth. Not about buying them their first car or taking them to Disney World, because those things just did not happen. My folks just did not have those means. They spoke about long chats in the car, tying their skates at the hockey rink. They spoke about little cartoon faces he would draw on their birthday cards and silly jokes he would tell to make them laugh. They spoke about knowing they could talk with him about anything and the warmth of his promises to pray for things that matter to them. They spoke about the things that my dad could not have offered as a grandpa with any more meaning or purpose if he had been wealthy or highly educated or famous. Please hear me clearly. I am not suggesting that abundance, whether that be money or high education or notoriety, is bad or precludes anyone from being an awesome grandparent. Oh, not at all. But what I am saying is none of those things are required to be an adored grandparent that leaves a priceless legacy. Okay, I am all the way into episode 30 before sharing here that my nephew, so my mom and dad's grandson, is Wesley Huff. Many of you listeners from faith circles will already know, Wes is currently one of the most sought-after speakers in North America and beyond as a Bible historian. Just an excellent young man, very personable, very funny, very fun, very super smart. He's in the midst of completing his PhD while traveling the world and speaking and researching and raising a sweet young family with his wife. All at the same time, he is quite something. If you Google him, he is easy to find. And two, just let me say, do keep him in your prayers. Fame and scrutiny in the online world can be a tricky matter. He handles it wonderfully, but still worth prayers for peace and protection. Anyway, the day that my dad passed away, Wesley was on a flight to Rome, Italy, to work on part of a History of the Bible film he is producing. Because the memorial occurred just a few days later, Wes sent his tribute to my dad to be shared at the funeral by video. The church in the northwest end of Toronto, where my parents have attended and served for 62 years, was filled to capacity. And all that were gathered watched and listened as, with teary eyes, one of the currently most listened to voices in the world around the legitimacy of the Bible and validation of the Jesus story spoke about his grandpa's great influence on his life, about the impact of his grandpa's faith and character and humor and storytelling on the shaping of his life. In fact, on Instagram, to his hundreds of thousands of followers, in a tribute to my dad, he wrote, and I quote, "My grandpa was one of the funniest, caring, most steadfast men I've ever known." His grandpa, the man he's talking about, Livingston Matthew Huff, a man who was born in a tiny, rustic, rural home with no plumbing on the shores of Lake Huron, a man who struggled in his small-town high school so greatly that he quit high school to go sail on the Great Lakes as a very pedestrian teenage merchant marine before taking on a lifetime of tough blue-collar jobs. Oh, how I could go on. If this was a show about profoundly impactful parenting, gee, I would. I really would. But please do hear this. These are the kinds of things his grandchildren were sharing at the end of this grandparent's life. The world is aching for people with humility to find ways to share their goodness. Think of how truly difficult that is in the here and now of endless social media and selfies and self-serving propaganda. I mean, really, it is almost a contradiction of terms or ideas or whatever to suggest that humble people need to rise up. I guess that is because there's too much complex nuance to the notion of rising up. So how about this then? Show up. My dad, like my mom, adored by his 7 grandchildren, he knew how to show up. He knew that the love in his heart was worthy of sharing. So he showed up with that. He knew that the depth of his faith in a loving God was too important not to share, particularly in unforced and warm ways. So he showed up with that. And he knew that laughter is the most trustworthy bridge between generations. And so he showed up with that. Dear grandparenting friends and listeners, I'm reminding myself as much as you when I say, with humility, let's just keep showing up in our grandchildren's lives with the best of what we have, not be dissuaded by what we don't have. My daughter collected hundreds of photos representing my dad's life and edited the visuals into an 8-minute montage set to music. And it was shown after all the speech tributes by his sons and grandchildren at the memorial service. The most striking part of that montage was not the countless pictures of my dad simply with his grandchildren over the years. It was that in all those pictures, there were these giant smiles. There was laughter on his face and on their faces. Over and over on the screen, this grand reminder that they shared joy. They shared real joy. At the end of your journey, if the generations that you call family are able to say, most of all, we shared joy, then heaven and earth will agree your legacy was brilliant. There's much to ponder, much to take to heart, I know. As I close today, I hope and pray the Grand Central Benediction offers encouragement to ponder and to take some of these things to heart. May peace and joy be abundant on your grandparenting journey. May you find comfort in knowing you have done your very best to be at your best during this profound and reflective chapter in your life. And may the expressions of your tender heart bring great light and goodness to the precious young ones that you cherish. Until next time, God bless and Godspeed.
Thank you for joining us for Grand Central. Engaged and loving grandparents have proven over and over to be life-giving and life-changing in young lives throughout history. But the need for grandparents and all they have to offer has perhaps never been as great as it is today. The Grand Central goals are to inspire, honor, and help resource grandparents on their journey of goodness. If you're a grandparent or grandfriend and would like to share your experience or leave a thoughtful comment, please visit grand-central.ca. Tune in to Grand Central with Tim Huff every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here on Joy. Grand Central is a Youth Unlimited initiative.